Well, during the Sefer Masiyot, we had learned about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that it was, when it was time for him to pass, so Hashem sent the angel of death and told him, grant him his wishes. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to the angel of death, I want to go see my place in the Garden of Eden. And then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told the angel of death, I'm scared of traveling with you with your sword, give me your sword. He took the sword, and the angel of death took him to the Garden of Eden. The angel of death couldn't enter the Garden of Eden. He lifted Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to peer into the Garden of Eden, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi took a jump inside. So the angel of death grabs his coat, and the angels come before God, and they say, look at what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did. Look at him. He's taking his portion in the Garden of Eden by force. You haven't judged him yet. He's jumping right in. So God said, go and check. Check his history. Check his past. Has he ever had to annul a vow that he took? If he ever had to turn back on his word, if he ever annulled a vow, so then you guys can go and kick him out of the Garden of Eden. But if you find out that he didn't, let me know. So they come back and they say, no, he never had to annul a vow. Anytime he took a vow, he stuck to it. So God said, okay, if he never turned back on his word, you can't turn him out of the Garden of Eden. Leave him there. Now, so the angel of death gets word. God says, don't pull him out. So the angel of death is stuck. He looks into the Garden of Eden and he says, give me back my sword. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, can do. Nope. A heavenly voice came out and said, give him the sword. He needs it. Humanity needs it. Rabbi Yeshua said, I'll give you the sword, but I have one condition. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.